5 p.m. hour of Russo and Rizzo, presented by Good Greek Moving and Storage on ESPN 106.3. Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, Christian Catt. We're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter /X at ESPN West Palm. Missed any of that first hour? Go listen back on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. All those great places. Just go to Russo and Rizzo or download the ESPN South Florida app. We got Christian Catt behind the glass at the City Place Studios. And I'll tell you another team. I want to talk about domination. Look no further than what the Kaiser Seahawks have been putting together basically on all fronts. Huh,
oh, they kicked the crap out of Florida Memorial down in Miami Gardens over the weekend. I was watching the game, and I was listening to the call on the Urban Edge Network. Yeah, Kaiser remained undefeated over the weekend as they beat Florida Memorial by a couple of scores. The Kaiser Seahawks are all about championships on the field and in the classroom. 26 natties, 26 red banners, 26 national championships, one of those football. And they've got their next home game coming up soon. This Saturday against rival St. Thomas. 6 o'clock kickoff. We will see you there. The game will be live broadcasted on ESPN 106.3. Myself and Jimmy Bell will be on the call. It's a pair of two top 10 teams in the country. Number 2 Kaiser, number 8 St. Thomas. It is the biggest rivalry in the Sun Conference. You got to be there to believe it. Get the latest on championship Kaiser Seahawk athletic programs at KUSeahawks.com.
Christian Catt, Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo. Let's bounce around. Do a little 5 and 5 presented by Flagler Credit Union.
Five topics.
High five.
5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Let's get out of here.
Endless takes.
You can't handle the truth.
All gas, no brakes.
And it's shaking big time.
It's time for the 5 at 5.
Hold on to your butts.
Presented by Flagler Credit Union, proud supporter of FAU Athletics. Number 1.
Well, we had a couple of Monday night football games last night. Bills Falcons. The underdog at home, Falcons won. Bears Commanders, the underdog on the road, Bears won. My question for you guys first appertains to the first game. Who is in more trouble and has more reason to worry? The 4-2 Bills or the 4-2 Philadelphia Eagles?
The Bills. I mean, let's call it like we see it. I mean, outside, at least the Eagles have beaten good teams. The Bills have beaten... Baltimore Ravens at the beginning of the year were a lot better than what they are now. We can admit that. Fine. Outside of that, they beat the Dolphins. They beat the Jets. They beat the Saints. That's not a lot of great. And the teams that they've lost to last 2 weeks, they lost to the Patriots, who were up on the upward trend, and the Falcons post-bye. And the Falcons controlled the game for the most part. Mm-hmm. Controlled the game. Bijan Robinson, 240 yards scrimmage. I think the Bills are in a little bit of trouble here. Why? Because I think there's a team knocking in that division. Is there a team knocking in the NFC East? Probably not.
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh.
Nope.
The Bash Bros. CTE incarnate.
I like that. The Concussion Brothers with Jackson Dart and Cam Scadaboo. Is there a team that's knocking there? There's not. Especially after that Commanders loss yesterday. Not only is there less interdivision rivalry attached to it, the Eagles are also just... Honestly, it just seems like a little bit more well put together of a team to this point.
Christian, I'm not worried about either team, but if I had to pick one, I would probably say Buffalo. I think Philadelphia has proved they could play great in the playoffs and win big games in the playoffs and win the Super Bowl. They did it last year. Buffalo has not gotten past Kansas City. That's been the boogeyman. But boys, Buffalo did the same exact thing last year. They won their first 3 games and lost their next 2 to Baltimore and Houston. This is kind of what they do. They start out hot and then, you know, about 30-35% of the way through the season, they lose a couple of games in a row. Now, I mentioned the run game, right, with James Cook. If they can't run the ball, they're not a good team. If they can't run the ball, they're not a good team. And that's Josh Allen included. Allen's a great runner. When Allen and Cook aren't doing their thing on the ground and they're not able to be a two-dimensional football team in the run in the pass, that smells trouble. Josh Allen throwing double interceptions for the first time in God only knows how long as well.
He was running for his life all night last night.
They got to
offensive line. And listen, give Atlanta credit. They drafted edge rushers. They really wanted to improve that front 7. The guys rushing the passers specifically looked pretty good last night. I still don't believe in Raheem Morris. I still don't believe
Atlanta's
that.
Weird. I mean, think about it. If you want to talk about an any given Sunday league, I mean, Atlanta, the last time we basically saw them, I mean, they were losing 30-0 to the Carolina Panthers. Then they beat a Marcus Mariota-led team on the Commanders, and that was pretty good. They go over to the bye, and then they beat Buffalo. That was the best team I've seen them play this year. They did play great. It's because they give Bijan Robinson the ball. Let's call it like we see it. There is not a player in the NFL that I get more confused as to why he is not breaking records every time he plays than Bijan Robinson.
Now, I'm not worried. Is it a cop-out to say I'm not really worried about either team? I've seen this song and dance with Buffalo before.
I mean, they're 4-2. But
I'll listen to Denver being better, cheating Harbaugh being better, the Jags being better. The AFC South in general, with Houston, Indianapolis, and Jacksonville being deeper, I understand the AFC is more open in years past when it was just really Buffalo, Baltimore, and Kansas City. But I'm not worried at all about either of these teams.
Number two.
How about to the 8 o'clock kickoff? Bears, Commanders, Chicago. Avenges last year's Hail Mary loss with a 25-24 win on the road. Was this close field goal win more about the Bears being back or the Commanders regressing?
I would not say the Commanders have regressed. I think that is true. And I think they're not playing nearly as well as they did last year. I think that's because of a bunch of different other factors. But this was a major spiritual win for Chicago. You know, Caleb Williams did just enough. He didn't try to overpower the game. You got that sense early on. DeAndre Swift was all over the place. He didn't try to be
Superman.
He didn't try to do too much. And you got to give him credit for that, because that was a different team that they would play. In the first 2 weeks of the year, he would try to make magic happen every 5 seconds. He's playing within the offense a little bit. They're doing left and right a little bit more in the flow. And good for Chicago, because that's a game that Chicago never wins.
Correct.
They would never win that type of game. They would never get a fortunate fumble 3 minutes to go, bring you down into field goal range, and is able to control and get an easy chip shot to win the game.
Christian, you know, you mentioned the Bears are my quote-unquote second team yesterday. Fine. You know I root for the Bears, but I think it's more about Washington. I do. I mentioned Washington would take a step back before the year. I don't think any of us thought Washington was going back to the NFC Championship game this year. I think expectations were probably through the roof after that happening. But this is about Jaden Daniels turning the pilfer over late. I mean, that's what the Bears do. You're right, Colin. That's what the Bears do. Usually, Caleb Williams fumbles this ball, and the other team picks it up. They're able to go down the field and score. Do you want to know what the difference maker was? Was DeAndre Swift. Bucks 60 in total in the game.
Great.
A touchdown, 100 yards on the ground. He had that big 55-yard reception in the game.
He's a different player yesterday.
I think it's more about Washington not being the team they were last year and losing close games instead of winning the close games. But you got to give the Bears some credit, too. Caleb Williams didn't play him out of the game. The reason I cut Colin off and said he wasn't trying to be Superman, I go back to, what was it, week 1, when they played the Vikings and Ben Johnson told them, go be Superman? You don't have to be Superman. You have a pretty good team around you. You got great running backs. You got great wide receivers. You got a pretty good defense that Ryan Poles has been building the last 3 years. I'm happy to see the Bears at 3-2.
Bears have a tough finish to the schedule, but their next four, Saints at home, at the Ravens, that's post-bye, probably a healthy Raven team. That'll be a tough game. But at the Bengals, then Giants at home. That's their next four. You could easily go 2-2 there. You could go 3-1. They go 3-1 with already 3 wins. That's 6 wins before you basically get to the midpoint.
Yeah.
That's okay. They're signing up for that in a lot of different years. And then you got to split a few, and then you go on to the postseason, because they finish off tough. They finish off with the Eagles, Packers, Niners, Lions. I would say Chicago, you can't think postseason. A successful Chicago season is to like what's happening at quarterback, love the head coach, and to be flirting with a postseason spot. We're on track. If you're a Bear fan, you're on track for that. And who knows? How about the Bears finally making a big field goal with Jake Moody to win the game? A guy who's blown game after game with the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, they got rid of deadweight Kyro Santos.
And the one thing to turn it around, that Bear game last year, Christian said it, they played in that building last year. I think it was about 2 weeks later than what it was now. When they had that the Tyreek Stevenson, yep, and then the actual... the tipped Hail Mary.
No, because the Bears were 2-2 going to that game. That was the turning point, I thought.
They were 4-2 because they just beat Jacksonville in London, and then they had the bye.
Wrong.
I think that's when they came back, and I think they were 4-2 because the Commanders moved to 5-2 because of that game as well. I could be wrong. I might have my weeks mixed up. Point being, that derailed the Bears' season. They were 4-2. They kicked Jacksonville's butt in London. I remember this team was pretty good. That derailed their season.
It did.
It was a spiritual, mental breakdown for them. They haven't had that. That was a haunted building for them. They getting over that, I think, means a lot more spiritually for the rest of the season.
I also go back to what I said. If I could flip it around to the Commanders losing this game, they win these games last year. They win these close games. Granted, they're 3-3.
Good point.
They haven't played well, but somehow, someway, they're 3-3 and still in the mix for their own division. But, Christian, to bring this full circle, to answer your question, I think it's more about Washington.
Number three.
We have got a sneaky, absolutely loaded college slate coming up this weekend, thanks to the SEC, if we're all going to be honest with ourselves. How about the 3:30 kickoff? Ole Miss at Georgia. That's number 5, Ole Miss at number 9, Georgia. The 7:30 kickoff, number 11, Tennessee at number 6, Alabama. And then Notre Dame contributes a little bit as they take on USC in that rivalry matchup. And you've got the Holy War later.
8-point favorites, I believe, Notre Dame is in that game.
You're on the hook this weekend. You want to know why?
Well, because I like it. Because I liked USC.
I need your mighty USC Trojans.
Oh, let's knock Notre Dame out of the postseason.
I
completely agree with you.
Well, I've got a good preview on the Georgia Ole Miss game. Take a listen of Lane Kiffin breaking it down.
Off the wall question. You and Kirby, two most probably some of the more demonstrative coaches on the field. Who do you think burns more calories in a game? You or him?
I don't know. That's a good question. I walked by the TV and saw his press conference today, so it looked like he's burned too many calories. But he does have a lot of energy in the games, and he coaches really passionate. And I've given him heat before about the weight loss part. He says he's too stressed to work out.
Blaine Kiffin talking about Kirby Smart not losing any weight.
I mean, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator at the same time in Alabama, clearly they have a good relationship. I love how he responds. Good question. That's a good question. That's a good question.
I love Lane.
That question's ridiculous.
Dude, Lane lives for those godforsaken press conferences, by the way.
That question is ridiculous.
I don't care. Listen, Coach, first off, Kirby's not fat. He's just pleasantly plump, and he's great for college football.
He's a Southern guy.
He's amazing. He's great.
He's every SEC couple.
But at the same time, Christian, I'm about sick of Kirby Smart getting every benefit of the doubt from the referees. I'm done with it. I'm so done with it. From that godforsaken semifinal game against the Buckeyes to that Auburn game on Saturday. I'm so done with Coach Smart getting all the calls. Jackson Arnold scored. Ball crossed the pylon. It's dead. Touchdown. Oh, I was just clapping my hands. No, you weren't. It's 2025.
I agree with the timeout.
No, you weren't.
I agree with the timeout. They should not have allowed that back. They screwed that
up. How don't you agree with the touchdown?
I don't think it was.
It crossed the pylon,
no,
Kyle.
No, it wasn't clear enough.
Come on.
Nope. And you know what? They got a break because Georgia returned that for a touchdown, and they didn't call that. They called that at the line.
They scored
that was a touchdown.
They scored three after.
That was a touchdown.
But still.
That was a touchdown. That was right before half.
It's not a touchdown. It was a touchdown by Auburn.
It was a Georgia touchdown.
No.
Dead wrong.
Dude.
Dead wrong.
The tip of the ball crossed the point. Couldn't tell.
Because it was not
clear
loose.
Footage.
It was knocked loose. It was knocked loose.
Stop it.
It's knocked loose.
I'm not listening to that. That was one of the worst.
I actually thought, and the thing
brother,
is,
you're dead wrong. One of the worst officiated games I've seen in a long time.
I agree with the timeout part. That was a big debacle, and that game was very bizarre. That was a really weird call. But I actually thought they got it right. I did. I thought
God,
that was a
it crossed
fumble.
The line.
I thought that was a fumble, and it wasn't clear as day. Dead wrong. Wasn't clear as day. I actually thought they got that right.
Oh, gosh.
I thought that ball moved because the same thing, it happens quite a bit when these guys knock the ball out when they're trying to reach. I mean, I thought he knocked it loose. I think that was a bad one. Was there a question with the SEC, or was it that Lane Kiffin?
He was just asking, what's your favorite game this weekend?
I would say, hopefully the USC can knock off Notre Dame. I agree with that on Mike's. Can they keep up? That's what I want.
Collins on the noose for USC. Ohio State and Wisconsin, baby. We should be at the game. We should be at the game. It's a disgrace we're not at the game for all
of them.
Is that a night game?
You should double check that. I don't think it is.
I should know that. It's at 3:30. We should be there.
What a waste of time.
We should be
number four.
After last night's loss to the Falcons, Josh Allen is not your favorite to win the MVP anymore. It's Patrick Mahomes at +200. If you were to bet your hard-earned money on anybody to win the MVP right now, right here, who would you bet on? Mahomes at +200. Baker Mayfield +300, Josh Allen +325, or I'll give you the field at +900.
Mayfield makes a lot of sense. He's a buzz. type of candidate. I don't think Mahomes is going to get this. I mean, it's too early to say. What was the third one? You said Mahomes, Mayfield, and who?
Allen.
Mahomes, Mayfield, Allen, and other.
If the Cowboys make the postseason, Prescott's getting that MVP.
Is there any way they give it to a receiver?
Prescott's getting that MVP if the Cowboys make the postseason.
Is there any way Jackson Smith and Jigba goes for like 2,000 yards and they give it to a receiver?
It was Puka Nacua until further notice, first off, and now he's hurt, but yes.
Yeah, he's not in this top 15 list I'm looking at.
Okay, fair enough. Maybe I'm dead wrong here. I'd go Mayfield. In my opinion, he's the sexy pick. I was high on Tampa Bay before the year.
He's a buzz player.
I'm gonna be cashing that Hard Rock ticket for 9.5 wins in the end of November, from the looks of it. So,
Carolina
as
well.
Probably go Bacon. You're still in trouble there. We'll see.
I'm in trouble every week with Carolina. Yeah, that's why it's fun.
You're still in trouble.
That's why it's fun. That's one of the most fun over/under picks.
You know what,
Christian?
Christian, you're gonna call me a phony for this, but oh god, I can't wait to have our bookie back on the show, Joe Fortenbaugh, because I cannot wait to talk to him about that Arizona team. They stink. The Cardinals stink,
yeah. And you were down on them.
I should have went with the Rams. I'm an idiot. Yeah.
I'm the
number five.
Prescott's getting that MVP if they make the postseason. Continue.
You think?
I do.
1,600 passing yards on the season already.
He is playing well. He's played great in every game. They have such a bad defense. I don't think
they're
going to make the postseason.
13 touchdowns to 3 interceptions.
If they
go
on some sort of run, I think he's due. I really do.
And get him in.
He's played great.
On Hard Rock Bet, 40-1 to win the MVP for Dak Prescott.
That's good odds. I think that's because his team stinks is why those odds are not nearly as good.
NFL won't give you the Russell Westbrook MVP.
No. Oh, okay.
You got to be good, okay. Right?
You got to make the postseason.
The team I was wrong about on top of the Cardinals were the Cowboys, too. You can't lose to Carolina. You can't lose that game. And the way they lost that game was ridiculous.
Take that over.
They blew it.
Take that over.
What are they at? What are you at? 3 wins on them? And you need how many? 7?
7.
Yeah,
we're okay.
You're still in trouble.
We're okay.
Christian,
they got the Jets next week, by the way.
So I've had this in my head for a long time. It's been a while since I've been able to get this off my chest. I've got a problem. I keep too many things in my wallet. And I can't really fit my wallet in my pocket because of how many cards I do keep.
Do you have a bulky wallet? I have a bulky wallet. Do you have it on you?
Yes. And it won't close. Like, it just won't shut at all.
Oh,
my question for you,
numbers.
Mike.
Yeah, that's a bulky wallet, too.
I just cleaned it out.
Oh, you just cleaned it out.
What's the dumbest thing you keep in your wallet? Because I've got a plethora of very dumb things that I just won't relinquish. Because if I need it and don't have it, I will forever kick
this?
Myself.
I wouldn't be surprised if you still have it. I have my vaccine card. My COVID vaccine card.
That's in my car, by the way.
I still have that. Moderna. Shout out, Moderna.
Wow.
How about that?
That's going to be worth a lot of money.
On April 7th, 2000, it is like a fossil thing. It's like you're getting this from the Library of Alexandria. It's April 7th, 2021, and May 5th of 2021, Walgreens signed off on it. Still got it in my wallet.
I
got
to do the history shout because I'm fascinated that you know the Library of Alexandria. No one knows who burned that godforsaken library to the ground, by the way, but it had a ton of information about the Egyptians that got lost to
what
history.
What else do I have here? I got a vaccine coupon from CVS. I don't know how long.
Right. Just in case.
Can I go quickly?
I'm a big vaccine guy, I guess.
Christian, this is going to be very quick. I don't have a wallet. I have the back of the phone, and I just carry my cards and my ID.
You're doing it right, man.
That's it.
That's un-American.
I wish I was you.
That's un-American.
I need to be.
No, dude. It's a crit. So here's the thing. I went wallet until I kept losing wallet. I don't lose my phone. So, like, I always know where my phone is. So I decided to make the switch, and I moved down here to West Palm. Knock on wood, boys, I haven't lost a piece of identification, credit card, or debit card since I went back in the phone.
It's a big lifestyle change.
I have a Dave & Buster's rewards card in my wallet. Still
ding,
got
ding,
it.
Ding, ding, and it says ding, ding, ding. What was your favorite game there? Cruising!
I don't remember the last
Cruising the world!
I do not remember the last time I ever walked into a Dave & Buster's. I still got the rewards card. I still got my WIS card from Wisconsin.
I'm so mad I threw out my school ID.
I got my college ID.
You know how many
ID.
Deals I get because I just show them the Wisconsin ID and it lets it work?
I got my insurance.
Two more years
the
left
only time
that.
It didn't work is one guy in Peru pressed me on it. And I showed him my school ID. I wanted to get $30 off on some park I had to walk into. And he's like, let me see a passport too, match up the dates. And I'm like, no. And he wanted to see it, and I didn't get the student deal. I was a little disappointed by that. Wow. I got a lot of weird stuff here.
I got my $2 off at 16 handles.
Wow. $2 off 16 handles?
Uh-huh.
16 handles.
Yeah, you weren't here for Ice Cream Day.
Yeah,
you came on through.
Oh, that's a name. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I thought you said 16 handles.
But boys, I'm also duffel bag boy. I always have a backpack.
Okay, so if you really...
I always have a backpack.
My question for you, Mike, you're very...
I'm organized.
I want to be in your situation where you have no wallet, everything strapped to the back of the phone.
Yep.
How many times in life do you find yourself needing something that you don't have that would be in your wallet? Because you can only fit like 3 cards in there.
That's not true, brother. I have... Let's count them up, Christian. 1, 2... So I'll just go through them. I have my medical card, my healthcare card. I have my Men's Only Medical VIP card. Shout out Doc L. Saw him today. I have my Capital One card. I have my Amex. I have my Discover card. I have my debit card. And I have my ID.
So that is what we get.
I have 4 credit cards and a debit card. And then all... So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 7 items, and I could fit probably 2 more.
Do you fit cash? Do you ever keep cash?
I haven't carried cash on me since 2021.
What happened in 2021? Did you get robbed?
No. Oh, okay. I just decided to go fully digital.
Wow. You're part of the problem. Uffizi Gallery in Florence, Italy. You get a personalized card, and you get to go to the Uffizi Gallery. I think this lasted for a year. This was about 2.5 years ago. Uffizi Gallery a little expired, but it's like a full card.
Christian, cash in book bag if I have cash. Though.
I got my Social Security card on me.
That's fine. Do you have an AirTag in your wallet?
No, I don't have room for anything else in my wallet.
Need an AirTag in your wallet.
What if you lose the AirTag?
What is an AirTag?
What do you... An AirTag? The Apple thing that tracks things? Do I have an AirTag? Dude, invest in these.
What is it?
It's a tracker.
I don't need them tracking. I mean, they're tracking
you.
You
said you lost your wallet.
They know where you are.
But what I'm saying is, why do you need...
Or they don't care where you are.
Correct. That's the point.
They know where you are.
That's the point I'm trying to make. Why do you have that?
An AirTag is tiny because it's like a Find My iPhone where you lose your AirPods ever.
For your wallet.
Everywhere. I have one in my wallet. I have one in my backpack. I have one in each of my suitcases. I have 4 total. And I think it
might be onto something there, kid. That's actually a good idea.
Ever. I just have my wallet.
Have you ever been...
You don't lose your phone. You don't have a wallet. But I have it in my wallet. And it makes a noise whenever you press it. I think that's the best thing I've ever done.
So I actually did... Christian, you mentioned AirPods. I lost one AirPod. And I was able to pull up the Find My app on my phone. Bro, I tracked that thing. I was like Indiana Jones looking for treasure. And it was underneath the treadmill that I run on in my gym. How about that? I was able to track it.
So not the case.
It still had juice. I was worried it was out of battery, but it was less than 24 hours. You know those AirPods, dude. Apple, those things. And unless you have an iPhone 8 like me, you never get any battery. But I have the brand new AirPods, so like it still had battery. And I was able to track it from my house all the way to my gym. How about that?
An AirTag. AirTag in backpacks, AirTags in suitcases. It is a no-brainer. That's why I have no problem checking bags ever, because I always can track it. A problem.
Have you ever had your wallet stolen?
Never.
Or been pickpocketed?
Never.
I had my brand new iPhone 4 stolen at St. Ignatius when I was playing basketball there.
Whoa.
They went in there and stole it, and we found it.
Who's they?
They will remain nameless. They were 2 students of Ignatius who didn't like me.
Did they get kicked out of school?
I can't tell you that much, but I got my phone back. They got in trouble because I know the dean, Mr. Hennessy. I went 9 years of Catholic school with Connor, one of my best friends to this day.
You went right to the cops.
But yeah.
You went right to the cops.
Let's just say there was a difference in opinion.
You went to the priest?
No, he's the dean of the school. He's married.
It's Catholic school, right?
Yeah, but he's not a priest. You're Catholic.
You don't have like a nun or something like that runs the school?
Once again, I did not go to said high school, but I know the dean of the high school because I went 9 years of Catholic school in grade school with Connor, who's still one of my best friends to this day. But there was a difference. Let's just say a girl decided to come onto the Mike Rizzo bandwagon and not this kid's bandwagon.
Whoa.
And in retaliation.
He took this kid's girlfriend. He stole your phone.
Correct.
And then you ratted on him to the principal?
No, stole my phone. My mother and I used Find My iPhone because my mother had an iPhone back in 2012. Found the iPhone. I punched a kid in the face and took my phone.
Wow.
I don't know if you are legally justified to punch
him
in the face.
I got in trouble. I smoked him. Smoked him in the face, down like a sack of potatoes, frisked him, grabbed my phone.
You robbed him.
I took my property
back. Did you take his wallet, get the cash out, and give him back the wallet?
No, I took his...
So he doesn't have to get this. He doesn't have to change his IDs?
I took his Apple chip. That's what I took.
What's his Apple chip?
What you just showed me.
They didn't have an Apple chip in 2012.
Hence the joke.
Oh. Okay. That went completely over my head.
I got someone stole my wallet at the racetrack in down the road.
Recently?
This happened in 2020 while I visited. This happened in 2018, actually. I visited here during spring break, and I was at the racetrack betting on horses, and someone stole my wallet. And I had to fly back to New York without any legal identification.
How did you get on
the
plane?
Did they pickpocket you?
I think I left my wallet on a table.
Yeah, so but this is a self-inflicted wound.
But I walked like 20 feet away from the table, did the keys, phone, no wallet. Oh, no.
Heart drops.
Quick, turn around. Looked for it for like an hour. Had to file a police report. That's the only way to really get on a flight without your ID is to have an actual police report.
That you got robbed.
Yeah, that I effectively got robbed.
Wow.
Never got that wallet back.
I actually,
be careful,
boys,
in Turkey when you go.
So the yeah. one.
Get be careful. Yes. Those guys are professionals. Somebody will come up to you with a map. Hey, take a look at this. And then somebody come behind you and take all your
like money. Will Smith and Margot Robbie.
And they work in twos. They work in twos. So that is a true thing about pickpockets. They work in twos. So keep in mind. Whenever you're talking to one, it's always going to be a woman that talks to you.
I'm going to do a chain wallet.
Yeah. It might be two women. It might be it. There's always going to be a woman involved because it's just a little bit more approachable.
That's what happens to those Turkish ice cream stands while he's distracting you with the cone and switching it. They're taking your money.
It's a bit.
Or if you're Wedge Antilles during the Bothan crisis and, you know, Star Wars book of the 38 exactly.
Don't nod along like we're all agreeing with you. Like, ah, yes.
I thought you were bringing up like some major historical Spectre. Piece.
Yes, I thought this was a historic, yeah.
Spectre of the past when Grand Admiral Thrawn's clone was doing his thing.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Get a satchel. That's my recommendation. I have a satchel like around the thing, around your shoulder, and it has... It's enough of a space where I could put my passport and my wallet, and you could squeeze in your phone, a little spare
change. Kyle is a professional traveler. Give the kids some
credit.
That's
the way
there.
I do it, because I've been to all these places where they're literally professional travelers that target Americans, and they will go and find you public transits. Oh, it's terrible.
And he stays in hostels, too. You know, those places are dangerous.
I've been WhatsApping the hotel that I'm staying at, because he's organizing balloon trip and stuff.
That's normal.
He asked for my passport number.
That's fine.
It made me uncomfortable.
That's fine.
That felt like sensitive information, no?
Well,
how else is he going to confirm you're you?
Christian,
he's not going to look at your Florida ID and be like, boy, is he good.
Dude,
you're in Turkey.
Do they speak Arabic there, by the way?
They speak Turkish in Turkey.
Christian, I didn't know it was...
No, that's a good question. I'm going there in three weeks. I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
Okay.
But the only reason I asked, Christian sent us that app you had to download. Are you seeing Galatasaray? Is that one of the clubs you're seeing? Yeah, Galatasaray. Victor Osimhen, one of the top strikers in the world, plays for Galatasaray. They beat Liverpool in the Champions League, so you're in for a treat.
Yeah, I'm going to watch Turkish football.
You're in for a treat.
I hope it's a good game.
I don't know. All I do know is that Istanbul is the busiest airport in the world, and I don't think you'll get pickpockets in the airport, but leaving the airport, oh, they will come after you, and they will see you with your USA hat on, which you have on right now, and you're going to reek American. They're going to see you coming from a mile away. And don't get in a taxi. Find a different way of transportation, because they will try to take you for a ride.
Oh, no.
Find out the right fares from downtown Istanbul from the airport, and then only do that.
I mean, it
we
sounds,
are getting
can
a.
Look can I that be up. Honest with you? I don't want to go to Istanbul after hearing all of this.
No, it's just anywhere.
Riff raff.
That happened to me when I was in Morocco. I get out of the airport, and the guy's trying to like charge me triple of what the normal one is. I'm like, dude, I know what it is. It's going to be this, or I'm not getting in your car. And he's like, all right, get it. And I'm like, it's fine. You got to hassle, because if they see you're American, they see somebody they can take advantage of.
I'll just stay in the U.S.
You got to make
I'll just stay in the U.S., mate.
You can stay in the U.S. and go to Men's Only Medical to get your blood
check. Correct. And actually, I was just there. Shout out Doc Gal, folks. I talk to you all the time about the concierge health service over Men's Only Medical. Before I was a concierge healthcare member at Men's Only Medical, if I wanted a doctor's appointment, it's, oh, God, are you available this month? Can you do this week? You never get in the same day. You never get in the next day. Well, with Doc Al, it's simple. I shot him a text. Hey, brother, got something going on I'm a little concerned about. Can you come see me? Sure, Riz, you can come in today or tomorrow. Boom, that quick. That's a concierge healthcare service you get with Men's Only Medical. I'm also doing the preventative actions. We took all my blood work. We took all my, the cholesterol, A1C levels. I'm able to see all this stuff to prevent future things from happening down the line. Doc Al saw me today. He's like, Riz, you putting on some muscle. Damn right I am. And that's because I am doing the nutrition program with Doc Al at Men's Only Medical. So I know what I need to be eating. I know the foods I need to avoid, which foods are good for my blood type. All that with Doc Al. Now, hair loss solutions, skin assessment. If you're dealing with heart issues, all that can be done with Doc Al. It's your one-stop shop. It's your one-stop men's clinic here in West Palm. I tell you all the time, there's thousands of these places for women all across the country. It's not a lot for men. And in West Palm Beach, our one-stop health clinic is Men's Only Medical. Saw Doc Al today. Go see him yourself on North Dixie Highway or go to mensonlymedical.com. Nurse C will take care of you. Visit him. North Dixie Highway, mensonlymedical.com.
Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Christian Cat. We got a little baseball tonight. We'll close out the program on the other side of things. Stick around for it. It's Rizzo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Yeah, man. Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
You know, maybe we'll see Penn State in the 2025 Boca Raton Bowl, which is going to be kicking off its 12th year, Tuesday, December 23rd, 2 p.m. at Flagler Credit Union Stadium down in Boca. The game's going to air on ESPN. It's going to have the brightest lights. Two of the biggest and best teams from the group of four are going to battle out for their chance at the title. More information can be found at BocaRatonBowl.com. Follow along on Twitter at Boca Bowl and Facebook.com/Boca Bowl as we inch closer to the 2025 Boca Raton Bowl, Tuesday, December 23rd. Flagler Credit Union Stadium. Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, Christian Cat. I'd have to double check the odds of who's most likely to get fired next. And I'm going to keep this in the NFL now before we get into the college side of things, because Franklin was definitely the leader in the clubhouse. I'd imagine Luke Fickell is probably the most likely candidate to get fired in the college things. On the NFL, I think it's a little bit more open season on who's going, because I was pro, let's get rid of him, Raheem Morris. And I think Raheem Morris,
he saved one game. Bought himself a week.
No,
congratulations.
Now they beat Buffalo. That's going to buy him quite
dude.
A bit. That's going to buy him quite a bit. Are you kidding me? What, are they going to fire him at three and four?
Not saying mid-season, but listen, at the end of the year, I still think Atlanta might have to have a conversation. As far as coaches that might be fired mid-season in the NFL, I don't see another firing. I don't. I see at the end of the year, Mike McDaniel. I see possibly at the end of the year, Raheem Morris. You already had Tennessee fire their head coach midseason. Colin, no one from the AFC West is getting fired.
How about this?
Brian Daboll, maybe, depending on what Jackson does. Like,
bad year, the Sean McDermott get fired. Based on what you've seen the last two weeks, if this spirals, 10-7, make the postseason, lose first round, or even advance.
I'm on record, Colin, saying if they don't go to the Super Bowl this year, I think they mutually agree to move on. You have to, I think. If you don't, if you're Buffalo and you don't get out of the AFC in a year where the Chiefs look like they've been the most fun, and granted, I know the last 2 weeks they've looked really darn good, but the Chiefs not looking like that dominant team this year and the AFC being open, if you don't get to the Super Bowl this year, when will you? And I think there will be a mutual split. I'll call that a mutual split.
An amicable, walk away.
Yeah,
they're not firing mid-year, obviously.
No,
but
God,
that
no.
is somebody
God, no.
that I would say the odds have risen quite a bit and his odds to get fired.
Now, you are Mr. Panthers. I think Dave Canales, listen, it's kind of been
Mike,
a nightmare.
Mike, they keep winning. You got to start giving a little respect to Carolina.
They stink, dude. They stink.
They I'm stink, still, but they win games. They stink, they're going to get that over.
So let's go through the guys I said. Canales, Daboll, McDaniel, and who's the one? Oh, my God. I cannot believe. I'm missing probably the biggest one. He deserves to be fired midseason, but he's not going to get fired midseason. That's Kevin Stefanski. He's a great – listen, good coach.
I would say that's the most likely of the bunch to get fired midseason.
He's a good coach. Don't get me wrong, but it's time. That's the worst offense in the league and a historically bad Browns offense. They averaged 15 points a game last year. They're averaging 13.5. They somehow got worse. Unbelievable. And then they trade Joe – did you see what Mike Tomlin said about Flacco getting traded intra-division?
I think he was right.
He was right. Let's listen to Mike Tomlin reacting to Andrew Berry, boy genius, GM for the Browns, trading Joe Flacco to the Cincinnati Bengals.
You know, to be honest, it was shocking to me. Andrew Berry must be a lot smarter than me or us, because it doesn't make sense to me.
It makes sense to us too, Mike.
That you think enough of to make your opening day starter to a division opponent that's hurting in that area. But that's just my personal feelings.
I think he's 100% right.
He's right, and I think a lot of it has to do with them playing Cincinnati this week. I think they were expecting to face Jake Browning.
I just think from a principal standpoint, he's completely right.
Yeah.
hey, let me help fix our division rival's biggest problem.
We've never made a trade with them in the history of our organization, by the way.
Their biggest problem, their most glaring issue, let's solve that. Solve that at least in the interim. And then
to move up 15 picks? Like a six for a fifth?
That's that Poindexter nerd stuff I'm always telling you guys. They use way too much analytics. They don't realize that you need good football players on the field. That's my biggest thing with Andrew Berry.
And that's what you have with Joe Flacco.
Schlesinger and Juttner. I think a lot of it has to do with what's around Joe. The offensive line is horrible.
That's why he works. That's why he works in Cincinnati because they got good players.
Chase and Higgins.
They got good players.
You got Jerry Jeudy who, listen, Poindexter's pay Jerry Jeudy. Poindexter's don't like paying wide receivers a lot of money. Listen, we can sit here and say if these guys are making too much money, I think that's a conversation. But you got to have good players. Stefanski, Dable, McDaniel, Canales, and Morris. That's the list I've compiled for you.
I would also be on the side. I think there's a path for McDaniel to get let go midseason. I don't know if that's the Dolphins' way to do it.
Doesn't necessarily happen.
Is there a point? The Dolphins are 1-5. And I know they've been somewhat competitive. But, hey, 2-9. Are you really sitting around saying, let's run this back with the coach after all the media crap storm that has continued?
Christian and Colin, it's already started, obviously, with McDaniel being 1-5. But do you want to know a good way to really get the heat going? It's to lose to the Browns in Cleveland, who are the worst
team in the league. Imagine this. They lose to the Browns in Cleveland. They have at the Falcons, Ravens at home, and this is the Ravens when they're healthier, and the Ravens who are going to need the game, at Bills and then Commanders. They could go 1-4 there. If they go 1-4, I mean, do the Dolphins accept that? That is 2-9.
No.
Do they really accept that? And maybe they steal one against the Falcons. Maybe they could win against the Ravens. But, I mean, what have we seen outside of them being competitive against a Charger team that is reeling? And, you know, they were competitive against the Bills. I mean, every game they play is close. They just don't win the close game.
Historically, they don't do it intra-season. So I'm going to say they wait till the end of the year.
If I had to put my odds on something, I would say McDaniel or Stefanski.
Can I throw someone in their own category on a one and done? Who we've talked about before?
A one and done.
One and done. Aaron Glenn. I think the Browns are worse than the Jets, believe it or not.
They brought in him, and then I believe they brought in the general manager.
Correct, though.
So you're going to keep everybody else around, but get rid of him?
Looks like a one-win team right now.
I don't disagree with you. Listen,
0-17 is crazy. It's very hard to go 0-17.
The thing is that Jet team, talent-wise, I mean, they're not that bad.
They're not, but
I mean, decision, if it was Aaron Glenn's decision, like he made it seem it was, to move on from Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers look that good with him and Justin Fields looks as bad as he does.
I mentioned at the time that I thought they did Rodgers dirty. They didn't owe Rodgers anything. I agree on that.
But he acted like a child.
Glenn acted like a child.
But apart from the actual manner in which it happened, the actual decision to move away from Aaron Rodgers.
It was a very public decision because of Rodgers going on McAfee to talk about it. That's an option. You know what? If you're going to do it, it sounds crazy. Flush it again.
GM gone again.
Everybody gone. If this didn't work, we're not doing the Titans. We're not doing this. Flush.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Everything. Flush everything.
33rd team. You guys still got our number?
We got another job for you. You're going to have another search to do. Once again, Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Christian Kat, Russo and Rizzo saying so long. Enjoy the baseball tonight. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Same time as always, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on ESPN 106.3.